Greetings, this is Anne Winter here. Greetings, this is Anne Winter here at the ZOA Radio Network, and I want to welcome you to my broadcast today entitled To Give or Receive Healing, Administer Healing. This broadcast is primarily directed at those who have some understanding and belief in divine healing, which is physical healing through the intervention of God, the Spirit of God, the power of God in the physical realm upon the physical body. The intervention of God in the physical realm upon the physical body. I want to help you grow from asking for healing to administering healing through the laying on of hands, whether you're laying hands on yourself or someone else. Just as a question to provoke your thinking here, have you noticed that when Jesus ministered to the sick, he didn't pray, he didn't say a prayer, Father, please heal this person. Jesus didn't pray for his father to heal the sick. Jesus healed the sick. The church, over the years, has developed the function of ministering to the sick only through prayer, only through prayer. And this probably, or most likely, is based on James 5, 14 and 15, where it says, call for the elders of the church. Is anyone sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil and pray over them the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. So we have narrowed the ministry to the sick to the avenue of saying a prayer. We are to administer the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is a tangible substance. The believer has the Spirit of Christ in them. That Spirit is tangible. And I want to see you move from praying for healing, from being prayed for healing, to actually administering that substance of healing to yourself or to others until healing or wellness manifests in the mortal body. I've been having a lot of interaction with people that are needing healing, people that are in very serious conditions. Some are paralyzed. Some have genetic disorders that have caused their illnesses or weaknesses in their bodies that have been there for years. People of long-standing situations, people that have had calamities of life and are caught in places where their body is desperately in need of healing and wellness. And I just have such a burden to see you have it, if you're one of those people. And the Holy Spirit, he's just been building a fire in me the last few days to bring forth and stress upon you this operation of the Spirit. Not praying for, but ministering healing to John G. Lake's healing rooms. He wanted them to come every day for 30 days. And when they would come, Dr. Lake understood that the Spirit of God was in him, in those that ministered with him in the healing room, and he taught them that the Spirit of God is a tangible substance. And that the Spirit then was administered, released deliberately by faith through the divine healing technicians and the laying on of their hands on the people that came to the healing rooms needing healing. There was one story that he told about someone that came that had, I believe it was, tuberculosis. And there was, in the same office building where he had his healing rooms, some x-ray technicians, people that did x-rays. And so they did an experiment one time. And they sent the person that came to have hands laid on them to be ministered to upstairs to the x-ray department and had them x-rayed, their lungs x-rayed, before they had ministry for healing. So the person went downstairs then to the healing rooms. They had hands laid on them. The Spirit of God for healing ministered to them. Then they went back upstairs and had another x-ray. And the follow-up x-ray showed that the spot of tuberculosis on their lungs had gotten smaller from when the x-ray was taken a little while previously, that same day. Dr. Lake wanted to perform this experiment because he wanted to show that through the laying on of hands and the conscious release of the tangible Spirit of God that indwells the believer, that Spirit was flowing out through the hands of those that were ministering healing to the sick, and that an immediate effect began when that Spirit was released into the mortal body. Again, what is divine healing? Divine healing is physical healing through the intervention of God in the physical realm upon the physical body. If you need healing in your body, you've had a chronic situation, you're in a chronic situation, you're in a debilitated situation, the Spirit of God is real. And if you're a Christian, the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. You don't have to ask for healing from heaven. You don't have to pray for healing. The one who heals is inside of you. Romans 8 says that if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, then you are not his. If you have asked Jesus to be your Savior, and his Spirit has come to dwell in you, then he's in there as a tangible, spiritual substance on the inside of you. One of the ways that Jesus expressed it was as living water on the inside of you. Can you feel it? No, you can't even feel the real you that lives inside of this physical body. James tells us the real you is a spirit, is a spiritual being that lives inside this body. And when you, the spiritual being, leave this body dies. So your spiritual being has substance. Spirit has substance, but it isn't the substance of this five sense realm, this natural realm in which we live. It is a supernatural substance. This natural world was created out of the supernatural substance. Natural substance being created out of supernatural substance. The Spirit of God hovered upon the face of the deep, it says in Genesis 1. And when God spoke the word, material world came out of the immaterial world. That is how healing still takes place. The Spirit of God moves, and what you need created in your physical body comes out of that spiritual substance. The Holy Spirit manifesting healing, manifesting a cure, fixing the parts of your body that are damaged or broken, that need fixing, quickening. Hallelujah. Romans 8:11, if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. Thank you, Father, The Holy Spirit is tangible and he is ministered through your hands. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why does it say lay hands on the sick? Why doesn't it just say shall speak a word to the sick? A word can be sent to heal them also, yes. But I want to just talk about this specific thing right now. Laying hands on yourself. Laying hands on others. If you'll notice the picture that I used for the broadcast today, someone is laying hands on someone. Laying hands on the sick. When Paul in Acts chapter 19, verse 12, laid his hands upon handkerchiefs and aprons, Paul understood this principle that the Holy Spirit is a spiritually tangible substance. He understood the fact because he wrote the verse about the Spirit of God indwelling us. We are the temple of the living God. I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. It's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives within me. If anyone be in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And in that new creation, all things are of God, of God's substance. Paul wrote those words. He wrote those words because he had a revelation of those realities, that new substance, that new nature that had come to dwell in him. He understood that it was that new substance that produced healing in people's physical bodies. And so when they brought the handkerchiefs to him, the aprons to him, he obeyed. Dr. Lake calls it the law of contact and transmission. He laid his hands on those objects, the law of contact. And by a release, a deliberate, conscious act, he released the Spirit of God that was in his spiritual being out through his hands and into those handkerchiefs and those aprons. And they, and those, that natural substance of the handkerchiefs carried the supernatural substance of the Spirit that heals. And they were taken to the sick. And when they were laid on the sick, that supernatural substance went out of those claws and went into the physical bodies of those people and healed them. The Holy Spirit is a tangible substance. If you're born of the Spirit, he lives in you. What you need is in you. What you need to heal you is in you right now if you're born again. Galatians 2:20, it is no longer you that lives, it is Christ that lives in you. Was there anybody that came to Jesus for healing that didn't get it? No. What is the bridge I'm wanting to get you across from believing for to receiving? It's releasing, learning to release him who is the healer that is within you. There is nothing too hard for him. Look through all of the cases in the Gospels of the people that he healed and the conditions that he had. The man blind from birth, the man that laid for 38 years paralyzed by the pool of Bethesda. Even think of the man at the gate, beautiful, Peter said, silver and gold. This man was lame from his mother's womb, had never walked. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Peter didn't just speak hands, he speak words. He grabbed the man by his hand and pulled him up and his feet and legs were made straight. What happened when Peter spoke that word and he took that man by the hand? The power of God, the tangible spirit of God went through Peter's hand and into that man. And when he pulled him up, he stood right upright upon his feet. Hallelujah. I want to just share with you a little bit here from Dr. Lake, the tangibility of the spirit. Because I really want to help you develop your consciousness of this reality, that the Spirit of God is a tangible substance. And he lives, that substance lives in you if you're a believer. That substance will heal you. That substance will restore you. What all is in that substance, what Jesus is in that substance. The shepherd is in you, the healer. I want to go back to that. And that substance flows out through your hands if you minister to another person. Before I get to this about Dr. Lake. You know, when I became a Christian, I came under the ministry of Kenneth Hagin and Mark 11. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. I watched him as he operated in this law of contact and transmission at great camp meetings. And they would have the sick come down. And he would say, now I'm going to lay hands on you in obedience to the law of contact and transmission. When my hand contacts you, God is going to transmit into you to affect a healing and a cure in your body. I've heard him say that so many times, I can quote it from memory. As Dr. Lake would go, or as Brother Hagin would go down the line, the people would be lined up, and he would go quickly down the line. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Of course, there were so many that he had to do it that way. But his hand contacted each person, and he believed that when he contacted them, the anointing that would heal them went into them. And it was their responsibility then to believe that they'd received it and to stay in agreement for it to manifest. That is one operation of it. Back in 2001, I came into contact with John G. Lake Ministries, Curry Blake. And he, how Dr. Lake ministered to the sick in his healing rooms. Again, through the law of contact and transmission. Really, Brother Hagin picked up that phrase from Dr. Lake originally, the law of contact and transmission, and he cooperated with it. Well, the way that Curry was teaching, that Dr. Lake trained his divine healing technicians, was in ministering the sick to people, not praying for them, ministering healing to them by having them come to a healing room every day for 30 days and having hands laid on them. Did they pray every day? No, they ministered the Spirit of God person through the laying on of hands, because Dr. Lake understood that the Holy Spirit was tangible, and by ministering him to people through the law of contact and transmission and imparting that tangible spirit into them, that the Holy Spirit would go to work to bring about a healing and a cure in their bodies. So that's another operation, and that's what I'm talking to you about. If you have a chronic condition in your body, lay hands on yourself. Learn to release. That is one thing. When I was with Curry, he had us practice in a service. We'd get a partner, stand there, and join hands with the partner. And he'd say, okay, now one of you release the healing power into the other person. It was an interesting operation because it wasn't something that came from the head. It wasn't even something that you felt. It was all of a sudden, it was like your head may have been wondering what you were doing, but your and your emotions may have been a little nervous, but it was something that came, you consciously went down into your belly, where Jesus said those rivers of living waters flow from. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. It's a conscious releasing of the Spirit that is within you. And we did it. We practiced it. And we sense it. You sense it. It isn't a feeling thing. Brother Hagin talked about laying empty hands on empty heads. Well, you don't want to do that. If you lay hands on yourself for healing, or you lay hands on another person for healing, pay attention. Is your hand empty, or can you actually sense the Spirit of God? Because your spirit hand is inside this physical hand. Your spirit, if you could see the real you, looks like you. He has legs, arms, fingers, a head, ears, eyes, everything. So inside of your physical hand, there is your spirit's hand. And he's the one through whom the spirit flows through the physical hand. And the physical hand is just the interface between the spiritual hand and that person's body. So you lay hands on that person and you learn. You can learn to do this. To release the Spirit of God on the inside of you into the other person, and you can actually sense it going out. And if they're sensitive, they can sense it coming in. So you not only need to develop your sensitivity to it going out of you, you need to develop your sensitivity of it coming into you. Then he'd have us change and have the other person do it. So we were both getting practice at releasing and receiving the Spirit. Oh, this is so powerful, this law of contact and transmission, this truth that the Spirit of God is a tangible substance. No matter where you are at, if you are a believer, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. You can be in a hospital, you can be in a car, you could be walking down the street, you can be shopping at the store, you can be sitting at the park, you can be flat on your back in a hospital bed. Wherever you are, it does not matter. As David said, where can I go from your spirit, Lord? It doesn't matter. Wherever I go, you're there. That's just the general omnipresence of God in the world, the unseen presence of God in the world. But in the believer, then, he's actually in us. We're carrying this tangible substance of God's Spirit around with us. I just want to encourage these things, to practice them. If you're a husband and a wife, practice on each other, letting the Spirit flow deliberately. Take a hold of your partner's hands, your husband, your wife's hands, and say, I'm going to release the Spirit into you right now, in Jesus' name. And then just be quiet and let it flow out of your spirit through your hands and into that other person. Dr. Lake, this is in the book, the John G. Lake Sermons on Dominion Over Demons, Disease, and Death. The Tangibility of the Spirit, Chapter 7. It is one of the most difficult things in all of the world for people who are not familiar with the ministry of healing to comprehend that the Spirit of God is tangible, actual, a living quantity, just as real as electricity, just as real as any other natural force, yea, and a great deal more so. It is the life principle that stands behind all manifestations of life everywhere. Your spirit is the life quality of you, the life principle that gives you action, not just your mind, but the in-breathed Spirit of God, the breath that God breathed into man. That is eternal. Take this outward man and bury him in the ground, and the worms eat him. But they will not eat the real man, the one that lives within. So few have any conception of giving that inner man his proper place, or recognizing his divine right to rule and govern the whole being. Now, the secret of becoming a Christian is simply that you give God the right to come into your life and indwell your being. You have a spirit before God comes in to save you. It is a God-breathed spirit, the eternal part of you that God breathed into you in the beginning. It took that to make a man of you, but that is not salvation. But when Jesus Christ comes into a soul to save a man, his spirit is born into your nature in saving grace. He takes possession of your spirit, your soul, and your body. And salvation is the most real thing under heaven. But back again, it is one of the most difficult things in all the world for people who are not familiar with the ministry of healing to comprehend that the Spirit of God is a tangible, actual, living quantity, just as real as electricity. And this is what I wanted to just set before you through this broadcast, is this idea that the Holy Spirit is tangible, that he lives in you, that he can flow out through your hands to affect the healing and the cure in your body. Hallelujah. Just don't accept that the way you are is the way you're going to stay, or that it's God's will for you to be that way. Spirit who lives in you, that raised Jesus from the dead, will quicken your mortal body if you'll release him to. Dr. Lake had people come every day for 30 days, and yet we get prayer one time and think that's it. If I got anything, I got it. No, this is a different operation of the Spirit. You minister the Spirit to yourself or to another until wellness is restored, wholeness and healing is restored. If you're on Facebook, I just invite you to visit my page there that I have. One of them, I have a John G. Lake fan page, and I also have a Divine Healing Questions and Answers page where I deal with different things and questions that I take from people. Also, I have a little Word document here I just saw that I have. It's called Lake, John G. Lake, The Law of Contact and Transmission. Divine Healing and the Law of Contact and Transmission. I'll be posting that up on my Bible School page and WindsorBibleSchool.com and just or .org in a few minutes if you'd like to go over there and download it and read it. So much goodness. God bless you all today. Father, I pray, Lord, that the people that have heard this short broadcast today, that great visions will open up before them of reality, your realities, Father, of who is in them, and Father, of a life of wellness that you want them to have, and that the Holy Spirit, who is just as real, just as tangible as their physical body, even more so, Father, will restore them, will heal them, all the broken pieces of their bodies and lives, not just physically, but in every way. And Father, I thank you for healed and restored lives because of this truth that the Holy Spirit is a tangible substance. In Jesus' name, amen.